As a boy, my father would tell me motorcycle stories as I sat on the passenger side of his Buick. The Michigan Highway would roll past us, and I would imagine myself riding along the sedan on a motorcycle of my own. There was one story my father told me more often than others, of his annual trip up the Catskill Mountains on his Honda CB350. There, he worked as a bellhop at the Browns Hotel to earn money for that year's school. There was no great thing that happened, no defining moment of the story. It was the early 70s. My father was a young man and handsome. What the story lacked in details, I filled with my own. 40 years into my father's future and 20 into my own, I left Manhattan after spending the night with friends and with no particular place to go. So I aimed my Harley towards those same mountains in search of a landscape I had created countless times in my head as a boy. It was cold, and I was unprepared. The wind cut through my mesh jacket like nails. I was uncomfortable, 2 days ride from home, and feeling very much alive. As darkness came, I pulled into Phoenicia, a town of a few hundred I'd found by aiming a finger at the center of the Catskills on my map. I made camp by the river, next to a Swiss couple camping out of a van. When I went to buy firewood from the elderly couple living in a trailer nearby, they worried me about the bears. Half jokingly, they told me to knock on the dumpster near the campsite before opening it, and to walk away if it growled at me. On my way back, I struck up a conversation with the Swiss couple, and soon we all left the riverside to go for a beer in town. They had been traveling for weeks, driving across America and sleeping in the van. They would soon head home. This was to be their last grand adventure before trying for a baby. I wished them luck, and when we were back at the river, they gave me a hand with my fire. I had chosen to travel lightly, bringing only a hammock to sleep in. As the temperatures dropped below 40, I realized I had made a mistake. With air passing above and below, I began to freeze, like a bridge in winter. Minutes slowly walked by as I tried unsuccessfully to force myself into a cold slumber. Minutes became hours. It was after midnight when I heard it, a soft rustling over my shoulder. I thought it might be squirrels or birds at first, but then I thought back to the old couple's warning and the hefty spherical poops I'd found on the dirt road leading to the river. I turned my head, slowly so as not to make noise in the nylon hammock, to see a black bear as it rummaged around in the clearing next to my campsite. It moved quicker than I expected, with efficiency and near-silent steps. Its fur glimmered a pale blue as the moonlight hit its back in patches through the leaves. In seconds, it was gone. I'm certain the bear was a she. I have no evidence. I just know.